Join us for the Sharks NHL Draft Party on June 28th at 3 p.m. Witness the Sharks select number one overall for the first time in franchise history and celebrate the team's future with fellow Sharks fans. Don't miss out on experiencing this historic event with an electrifying atmosphere at SAP Center by securing your tickets today at sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal. That's sjsharks.com/thefutureisteal.
Coming to you from the heart of Silicon Valley,
this is CUDA Confidential,
the official podcast of the San Jose Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Now, here's your host, Nick Nolenberger.
Hey, Barracuda fans, welcome to another edition of CUDA Confidential. In this episode, we'll be joined by Barracuda defenseman Ethan Frisch, who just recently signed a new contract for the upcoming 2024-25 season. Without further ado, here's Barracuda defenseman Ethan Frisch.
Welcome back to CUDA Confidential. We are very pleased to be joined by Barracuda defenseman Ethan Frisch. Frischy, you're back for another year official. You just signed another contract for the 24-25 season. That's got to be a relief, right? To know where you'll be, and it's a place that you're familiar with, having played here last year.
Yeah, it's exciting. Obviously, like you said, a relief to get a contract signed this early in the summer, and I'm just excited to be back in San Jose. It's a place that I'm familiar with, know a lot of the guys, so really excited to be back for another year.
You're still early in your career, so I don't think guys worry too much about it, but is there maybe a little bit of, I don't know, concern or stress when you know you aren't signed for the following year? Is there any thoughts that go through your mind, or are you pretty confident that you end up back in San Jose?
Yeah, I had a pretty good feeling at the end of the year that I might have another opportunity to come back and play in San Jose. There's obviously always that stress. It's like, it's your dream, right? Like, and it's kind of do or die time. Like, you want to play in the NHL. So get another opportunity to be in an organization like San Jose and hopefully get a chance to be a difference maker, be part of the solution here as we go forward the next few years. It's nerve wracking, but at the same time, it's exciting, and felt pretty good about the season I had, and just excited we get it done so early.
You mentioned your goal is to get to the NHL just like every other player in the American Hockey League. To be with the same organization, meaning that you'll be on the ice with the same development coaches, you're being coached by the same coaching staff, you've got a lot of the same teammates, so there's that comfort level there as well. Is that really important too in your mind?
Yeah, for sure. And that was a huge part of kind of my decision to be back, is I'm very comfortable in San Jose. Love the coaching staff, love the development staff, everyone around the whole organization. It's been great so far for me, and I've loved every second of it. So it was a pretty easy decision to come back when the opportunity arose. I feel it's a good place, a good opportunity for me to hopefully make my dreams come true there and play in the NHL. So obviously focused on, you know, winning at the American League level. I think last year was a good reminder of that. Just, you know, we all want to win. So that comes first and foremost, and that'll help everyone achieve their dreams.
Speaking of winning at the AHL level, I know one of your former teammates, former Shark prospect Jasper Weatherby, is still playing. Ozzie Weisblatt still playing, both members of the Milwaukee Admirals. I'm sure you're following the NHL playoffs. Have you followed any of the AHL playoffs as well?
Yeah, I've been looking at a little bit, probably not as close as I should be, following more of the NHL playoffs. But, you know, I check in here and there, and I see that their matchup against Coachella, is that right?
Yep.
So that'll be exciting to see how, like, people from different divisions match up against them, because they obviously had a really good team this year. So it'll be fun to see some people I've played with, obviously Ozzie, and then past teammate like Jasper, see them compete and, you know, hopefully see if they can keep going here.
Do you find yourself still communicating on a regular basis with a lot of your former college teammates? I know college teams are pretty close. You guys are kind of growing up together. You're going to school together. You have a lot of, you know, things in common, given the fact that you're within the same school. Do you keep those relationships to this day?
Yeah, I think college, it's a pretty special place, especially like your classmates, people that I live with for 4 years and literally go to class with and practice. You spend your life with them pretty much for 4 years. So I'm very close with them, close with a lot of other people too. Past teammates years older than me or years younger than me, up to, you know, few years either way. So you're friends with like 6-7 age groups of people, which was pretty cool. But yeah, I stay pretty close, some closer than others, but everyone's busy. Like, a lot of people are playing at the next level. They're starting life. They're you know, getting married, having kids. So people are busy, but you try to stay in touch as much as you can.
You mentioned that you had a good feeling that you'd probably be back with the Barracuda this next season. At the end of the year, you have exit meetings. I know Anthony Vincent mentioned something similar to me. He got a pretty good feeling at the end of the year. They had glowing things to say about his game. Did you get a similar vibe during the exit meetings with Joe Will and Todd Marchant that they wanted you back and that you were probably going to be back with this team?
Yeah, I think, you know, it was a situation where I think they were happy with how I played. They thought it exceeded expectations, what they thought, you know, I might have been this year. Kind of came into the organization as more of like that bubble guy. I don't know if many people realize, but I was sent down to Wichita for a day and then came back early in the season. It was like a really strange thing. Some of our teammates, actually, funny enough, didn't even realize I was gone. They're like, "Oh, you were gone for a day." And so it's like I started off as kind of that bubble guy, and you know, I think I exceeded their expectations this year, and they expressed that in the meetings, and yeah, they went well. So I had a good feeling that, you know, this might be a spot I might be back, but you also never know after that. Like, they could think you played great and you're just not in the plans anymore. So I'm very thankful for the opportunity to be back, because I know it's a big thing. It's really hard to earn a second pro contract.
It's funny you say that. I don't think I realized that you were sent down to Wichita. Sometimes you think these things are paper transactions, digital transactions. So you actually had to make a flight to Wichita and then come back.
So I was, yep. I, right after practice, it was a development day. So they're kind of like all over, everyone's on a different page. So no one, like, you're not at a team practice. So like, it was just defensemen on the ice. And after practice, I had a conversation with a coach, and he said, "Yeah, we're going to send you to Wichita. Like, we had a lot of defensemen at the time. We want you to play games." So, went down there for a day, got there, went to sleep immediately, woke up, went to practice. After practice, I was pretty tired from the travel day. I took a nap, woke up from my nap to a text saying I have a flight coming back. So I was there for one practice. I actually had just enough time to load up a full load of groceries. So that was awesome to get a full load of groceries for the week. And then, yeah, I came right back. So pretty crazy, but that's pro hockey. It's, you know, it's a lot of things happen and a lot of transactions. You just got to take the opportunities when you get them.
I guess if you go through an experience like that, it's in your mind that it could happen again. But is that something that you give much thought to, that you could be going up and down at any given moment? Or do you just try to kind of focus on what's in front of you?
Well, it's a tough thing to balance, especially as a young player, because you try not to think about it, obviously. And I think I really had to try not to think about it right away. Then after it happened for a day, I'm actually kind of thankful it did, because it was almost like a weight off my shoulders. Like, oh, like it, I was excited to play in Wichita. Like I had that practice, was hopefully going to play big minutes, maybe some power play time. And we had three games in the weekend. I was like, oh, sweet. Like I get to play three games this weekend. Like hockey at some point, like we all love playing hockey. So playing three games and being excited about some playing opportunities, I was excited to go. And when I got back, it was like, okay, like it's obviously you want to be higher up. You want to be in the American League or the NHL. Everyone wants to be in the NHL, but having that happen to me, it was definitely a good growing moment, just realizing like, oh, okay, like this isn't like your life's not over if you're going down to the East Coast League, especially if it's for a day. So it's, yeah, it was a good growing experience for me for sure.
I remember a situation last year where I think we were coming from Charlotte to Denver. We had a layover, I think, in St. Louis or something like that. Ned Tumak and Yemi, as soon as we landed in Colorado, it was a long travel day. He gets word that he's going back to Wichita. He has to get back on a flight. So that's just kind of lifestyle. It's not all that glorious at times. But I guess, as you mentioned, you go down to Wichita and it can seem like a death sentence, but you get there and the coaching staff is great. The staff is great. There's good people there. It's a good league. Maybe not as bad as one might think. You get there, you experience it. Luckily for you, you didn't have to stick around too long and you came back to the AHL. I want to talk about this last season. You led the team in plus minus. You had a really solid season for a guy who, as you mentioned, you were a bubble guy in some degree, whether you were going to be in the East Coast League or in the AHL. So how do you feel about your years? You've had time to reflect. What do you think as you think back on your freshman season?
Yeah, I like you said, I think it was good. I went through a lot in the first season, from, you know, going through my first main camp tryouts, kind of making the team, then getting sent down for a day, coming back up. Once I finally got myself a roster spot, then I got injured, then I got back, then I got injured. then I had to battle my way back in the lineup. So I feel like I dealt with a lot of adversity, especially in the first half of the season. But I think that really just helped me grow and take every opportunity I could get, like every day, just trying to get a little bit better and really just focusing on my process. I try to remember, like, just try to get 1% better each day, and that compounds. Like, if you can just get a little bit better every day, it'll take you to new heights. And that's what I tried to focus on and continue to focus on here. But yeah, I felt good about the season. Obviously wasn't great as a team. We didn't make playoffs, and obviously we want to make playoffs, but I felt more confident as the year went on and adjusted to the pro style of game. And yeah, I was overall pretty happy with the year.
Maybe it's a whirlwind. Maybe you're just, again, living in the moment. But for young players, you mentioned you have rookie camp. We had the rookie showcase. I think we went to Vegas this past year. So there's a lot going on even before you get into the NHL camp. So it can be a long kind of road to the start of the season. Did you find it, I wouldn't say cumbersome, but just challenging? It's a long training camp for the younger players.
Oh, it's very challenging, not just physically, but mentally too. Like, you're, especially for a guy just coming in for your first camp, like, you don't really know what to expect. So there's the mental grind of it. Like, how does this all go? How does this all shake out? And then the physical grind, like, it's obviously very tough. Everyone's, you know, coaches, staff, they're trying to knock you into shape to a certain degree, make sure you're ready to play games coming here in a month. So, yeah, it's pretty tough, and sore pretty much every night, not comfortable walking for most of the month, but yeah, it's good. It's good for growth mentally and physically, as I mentioned. So thankful for it, but yeah, it's definitely a grind.
Yeah. I'm sure you're drinking out of a fire hose, just trying to digest all the information physically on the ice, but also mentally too. With all the things they're throwing at you, who was a veteran player this past year who kind of took you under their wing, or somebody that you looked up to and kind of helped that process along?
I think we had a lot of great leaders this year, and it's hard to pick just one. Like, we had leadership from a lot of older guys and even a lot of just second year returning guys. I learned a lot from, like, a Scott Sabourin. I'm just watching the way he does things, his process, making sure his body's ready day in and day out. Guy that's married with kids, like, has a lot of other things going on in life. Like, he's got to have stresses going on other than just the rink, and seeing how he goes about his business is, it's a good learning experience for someone like me. So I'd say he's definitely someone. Cole Castle's having a kid this season, his first kid. It's like dealing with a lot of stuff, exciting times for him. But being able to perform when you're at the rink and still being a great dad to a newborn kid. So it's pretty cool learning from these guys, and you just realize everyone's in a different spot in the program at pro game. And I think that's what's different from college, is like, everyone has different motivations. Everyone has different things going on in their lives, but the bottom line is you got to perform when you're at the rink. So, you take bits and pieces from everyone, as how they go about it. Like, oh, this would work for me. This isn't the situation I'm in with this guy. So it's like, you're taking bits and pieces from everyone, I feel like.
What was the adjustment like going from, quote unquote, the big man on campus, a 4-year player in college, to being basically a freshman again at the professional level? I remember personally for me, you go from high school to college, and that's a weird transition because you were the oldest kid, then you're the youngest. So what was that like for you?
Yeah, I'm coming from North Dakota. I was, you know, 4 years there. It's kind of a hometown kid. Like, I only live an hour away. So knew a lot of people on campus, 2-year captain there. So obviously it was a great time, best years of my life, like, awesome. And then coming back and same feeling as you were when you were a freshman in college. It's, to some degree, it's exciting because I think that's when a lot of your growth happens. And you can feel it a lot more, in those, like, first 2 years where you are the new guy. You're not comfortable, like, at all, especially at the start of the year. Like, you're never comfortable. Like, so I think that's where the growth happens, really. And so it's different, but it's exciting because you get to learn new things. Like, I learned so many new things this year. Like I said, I love the coaching staff. They taught me a lot of new things. So
what was your favorite part about living in San Jose?
The weather, by far. Like, I'm from Minnesota. So it's like, I remember when I got there at the end of my senior season, when I signed my ATO, I signed my contract at that time too, but I came for those last 10 games. And we had a fan fest event, and people were asking me, like, what I thought about the Bay Area. And I said, oh, the weather's just awesome. They're like, are you kidding? Like, this sucks. There's been rain like 2 of the past 3 days. I was like, I would take this any day of the week over what we have back in Minnesota. Like, I don't think some people understand, like, what, like flat 60 mile per hour winds, like freezing cold. It's like the tundra out here sometimes. So the weather was definitely my favorite part about living in the Bay Area.
I know you had mentioned to me that one of the great things about being an alumnus of North Dakota is they let you come back and use the facilities, and they have some state-of-the-art facilities. Have you done that so far? You plan on going back up there? You said you're only about an hour away.
Yeah, so they're great. Their alumni program there is just awesome. They treat us amazing. I still have my key card for the rink, and they keep it on as long as you're still playing professional hockey. Like, you can come in whenever. So full access facilities, the ice. I haven't gone up this summer. At the end of last summer, I went up for a month. I'll likely go up at the end of the summer for a week or two and pop in when I can. But yeah, it's only an hour, so I still have buddies there. Like my roommate, one of my roommates, actually both my roommates are there. Judd Caulfield, Carson Albrecht. We play against Judd Caulfield quite a bit this year in San Diego. He lives in Grand Forks still, so go up and see him and my other roommate, and able to work out and stuff. So it's pretty easy for me to hop up there, and we're pretty lucky because I have access to a lot of things there.
Well, you're kind enough to join us before a round of golf. That's pretty customary for hockey players this time of year to get on. Things I got to ask, how's the game at this point of the summer?
It's going well. It's definitely getting better. I have a big golf trip that I go on with my brother and a couple of buddies mid-June. So you definitely want to be dialed in for that. So I wouldn't say my game's peaking right now, but it's in the right direction. So hopefully we can get it to peak here in the next few weeks.
Where are you guys going?
We'll play Village Green here. On my golf trip, we go to Brainerd every year. So Brainerd, Minnesota. Minnesota in the winter is terrible. Minnesota in the summer, I don't think there's a better place to be coming from a Minnesotan. Like Lakes Country, Brainerd, they have a bunch of beautiful courses. One of the courses we're playing, they host a Canadian PGA event this year. So that'll be exciting to play that. A few other really nice courses. So it'll be exciting. We'll get a little Airbnb. So
there's a reason why guys go back home during the offseason. And that's the best time. You're cherry picking at this point now, though, because right. You get the best seasons. Getting to go back home, you're around family. How important is it for you, especially after a season like you just had? There's a lot going on. You dealt at times with injury. Mentally, it's taxing. It's a much longer year than your college season was. How important is it for you to step away from the game a little bit, kind of recharge, get your mind off of it?
Yeah, it's huge. I think, when I was a kid, I don't really remember. I was a multi-sport athlete. I played tons of sports, but I don't really ever remember taking long breaks from hockey, or like, if anything, it was like a week, like I would say, off the ice. But that's when hockey really isn't very stressful at all at that age. There's obviously some stress involved. Like, it is a job now. We still love the game and it's still a game, but it is a job. Like, there are stresses that come with it, and being able to step away for a few weeks and let the body recharge. Your body goes through a lot, just resetting, getting back to a base level human body that doesn't have bumps and bruises from shot blocks and hits and stuff. It's pretty important. So then you're just recharged. Like, you're excited to get back on the ice again, just like when you were a kid or the start of the season. So I took a few weeks and it went really well for me. I get to coach. I have a little brother who still plays, and I was out on the ice with him this morning, got to coach him a little bit. So that's stuff I love, and just helps you find your love for the game again. It gets to be a grind in a pro season, and taking a little bit of time to recharge is very important.
Is your little brother a defenseman as well?
He's a defenseman. So he's 13 years old. So he'll likely be a defenseman, but they're more so just playing hockey at this point. So we'll see, though. He's about as big as me already, so, which isn't really saying much, but yeah, he's a good little player.
Legacies start here.
Opportunity for the hat trick. He scores!
Season tickets are now available for the 24-25 season of the Barracuda, AHL affiliate of the San Jose Sharks. Never miss a moment of Barracuda hockey by becoming a Battery member, with perks like exclusive Meet the Team events and discounted tickets to premium areas. You won't want to wait to learn more. Call 408-999-5757 or go to sjbarracuda.com.
Being there for live NHL games means more thrilling face-offs, more action, and more memories made for the whole family. And when you need tickets to catch the San Jose Sharks at the ice, Ticketmaster's got you covered. As the official ticket marketplace of the San Jose Sharks and the NHL, Ticketmaster gives you more ways to find your perfect seat with a wide selection of tickets available for every game. And if your plans change, Ticketmaster gives you more flexibility to sell or transfer your tickets. Plus, mobile tickets make it easy to get into the arena in time for puck drop. Check out the full schedule of upcoming games and get tickets today at Ticketmaster.com.
You said that you've been watching some of the Stanley Cup playoffs. We're down to four teams. Could, I believe, have a team eliminated as soon as tomorrow. But who's your pick to win the Stanley Cup?
Man, it's close. I honestly think it could be anyone's right now. I think it's hard to bet against Florida right now. I think they're just firing on all cylinders. The best roster left, I honestly think Dallas, though, with Ottinger and Net. I think he's playing really well, and they just have their forward depth is out of this world. So we'll see. It's exciting to see. My pick right now would probably be Florida. I just think they're just blazing hot right now. So we'll see, though.
It's interesting because it's not a situation where there's a team that you don't feel like deserves to be there or just went on some playoff run. All these teams were very good in the regular season, and they're very deep and very, very talented. It's funny. Edmonton's probably the thinnest team, but they've got two of the best players in the world. So,
but you have Connor McDavid, so anything can happen. That's the thing.
all is balanced when you've got Connor McDavid and her team. Well, enjoy your golf game. Enjoy the links. We're excited to have you back. It was fun to watch you this year. Just your compete and your willingness to really do anything for the team. And, you know, we're selfish us broadcasters when we get a good interview as well. And you were great whenever we asked you to provide some sound bites as well. So look forward to seeing you, Frischie, whether it's development camp or training camp. We look forward to it. But welcome back and congratulations. Enjoy the rest of your summer.
Yeah, thanks, Noli. Thanks for having me on. Excited to be back.
A big thank you to Barracuda defenseman Ethan Frisch for joining us on this edition of CUDA Confidential. That'll do it for this episode. I'm Nick Nolenberger. Thanks for listening. And so long, until next time.
This has been a presentation of San Jose Barracuda Hockey.
Podiatrist will tell you about your feet. An orthopedist will tell you about your bones. A physical therapist will analyze your gait. A psychologist will help you manage your anxiety. But what if they're all connected? What if your walk affects your hip alignment and the loss of movement affects your mental health? At Kaiser Permanente, we know the body is connected in unseen ways. That's why our doctors work together to care for all that is you. Kaiser Permanente, for all that is you. Learn more at kp.org.
The Sharks know that the key to victory is inspiration. Looking for openings, creating opportunities, leaving it all on the ice. This is the type of inspired play that leads to the Stanley Cup. At Western Digital, we believe you should be empowered and inspired by the data that surrounds you. Our powerful flash and HDD storage solutions fuel new possibilities for everyone from students, gamers, and home offices to some of the largest enterprises and public clouds. Western Digital, a proud official partner of your San Jose Sharks.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
the Hilton San Jose is the preferred hotel of the San Jose Sharks and SAP Center in San Jose. Experience something new. Close to home or from across the world, the Hilton San Jose is there for you with memorable offers and experiences. Enjoy the brand new guest rooms with luxurious Waldorf Astoria beds and upgraded amenities. We're committed to creating a safe and relaxing experience, including delivering an even cleaner stay from check-in to check-out. Visit sanjose.hilton.com now to make your reservation. We are Hilton. We are hospitality.
Termites, rodents, and other pests never rest. Luckily, neither does Planet Orange. Think you may have a pest problem? Call 1-800-7-ORANGE for a free termite inspection or general pest consultation from our licensed professionals. Planet Orange is an innovator in effective, eco-friendly pest control methods. They'll customize each program for your needs using the most eco-friendly solution available. So don't wait. Call 1-800-7-ORANGE. That's 1-800-767-2643. Or go to planetorange.com and get started today.
Planet Orange. Orange, you glad you called?